If you've got the best of my love, you're ready to go back to the 70s. I'm your Italian stallion host, Darian. After this, let's head back to Saturday, March 26th, 1977.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
It was Saturday, March 26, 1977. On this date, Elvis Costello released his first record, Less Than Zero, which is the same number of fans he had when people heard Elvis Costello? I'm sure at first thought they thought it was a new comedy routine. Hall & Oates had nothing to worry about. They had a number one called Rich Girl that was doing quite well on the charts. Glenn Campbell had the country charts tied up with his number one country hit, Southern Nights. The top set the box office and theaters, Airport 77, of course. And that evening, we went to bed with a smile on our face with an all-new The Carol Burnett Show on CBS. And that's all for me, 70s fans. If you'll excuse me, does anyone have a map to the land of the lost? Bring it to me tomorrow for another 70s flashback.